Welcome to Narratives. Genevieve, born in Australia of Chinese parents, went to teach and dance in burlesque revue in Shanghai and found out that she was considered foreign and that her Asian looks were not considered exotic enough for some employers.
Later that evening, I was trying to make sense of a pixelated Chinese character on the wall. Cryptic, isn't it? Said a voice behind me. I turned to face one of the men introduced to me earlier. I like it. Oh yeah? Why is that? His large grey eyes took on just the slightest edge of a taunt. Because it's taking something known and making it unknown. To its native audience, perhaps. Yes, that's true. I smiled ruefully. Sorry, I've forgotten your name. It's Giles. He stuck his hand out. So, what do you make of slaves? I'm sorry? Giles looked amused. This word, nu, it means slave in Chinese. Oh, you can't read Chinese? You can? Yeah, I've lived here 2 years, and I pay someone to teach me 3 times a week. What's your excuse? I've been here 6 months, and I don't pay someone to teach me. And before you say it, yes, I'm a banana, okay? Giles grinned. I wasn't going to call you a banana. I've got more imagination than that. Charles worked as a creative director at one of the world's busiest advertising agencies. He was from London and he had his own take on the artwork in front of us. Nu has been appropriated by the white-collar middle class to refer to themselves. They're white-collar slaves to their credit card, mortgage, car payments, but they use the term proudly. It's about them being able to assert control over their lives for the first time, even if it means being a slave. See these faint line renderings in the background that could either measure success or debt or both? Giles finished his drink. That's what I see. Giles's angular pale face was elevated from ordinariness by the intensity of his eyes, by the way he now looked at me. You're the dancer, aren't you? Yes. I read about you. You're Shanghai's new mistress of burlesque. His lips curled into a sly grin. I blushed, remembering the overwrought spread Sydney Weekend had recently devoted to my classes. I'm not sure if I'm really deserving of that title. It's something that I kind of fell into. You've arrived in town at a good time. We're about to open Shanghai's first burlesque club. I stared at the boyish-looking Giles in sneakers and chunky silver rings. We? Well, he said modestly, I'm going to help bankroll it. Cecil Osborne's the man we should be talking about. Giles got his phone out. In fact, an introduction's in order. The first time I heard Cecil's voice, I thought it was the voice of a true vaudevillian. He sounded like a pirate, rolling R's, glottal stops, with a penchant for high-class porn. You've ever heard of the Blushing Diamond Review in New York? I'm afraid it was all my fault. I had automatically switched on my own burlesque voice, engaging and sugary. Yes, that's right. I'm teaching it. It's delightful. From Sydney to London and now Shanghai. A true global citizen. And I don't doubt that we're talking on the phone now because Giles likes what he sees. I look forward to meeting you in the flesh, Genevieve. I assured Cecil that I felt the same, then handed the phone back to a smug Giles. Well, what do you think? There you are. I've been wondering where you got to, Fenella trilled down the hallway as her heels clicked towards us. She looped her arm through mine and shot Giles a pointed look. Your girlfriend's been wondering where you got to. Giles didn't seem bothered. I'm sure I'll see you around soon, Genevieve. He gave us a mock salute, then bounced back into the hive of warm bodies in the next room. Fenella giggled and handed me a dirty martini. Actually, I think I'll miss this city. Such a shame. I get the feeling that the party's only just beginning. The next day, I Googled Cecil and clicked onto Cecil Osborne's Guilty Pleasures, an evening of good, clean, well, maybe not so clean, all-American fun. British cabaret impresario makes his fortune in New York's illegal speakeasies. I found myself staring at a stocky, silver-haired man with a candy-striped vest and walking cane, looking insolently down the barrel of the lens. Next to him was a much younger platinum blonde whose cleavage spilled out of a baby pink bra. We believe Shanghai is ready for us, and we're ready for Shanghai. This city is like Berlin in the 20s, or London in the 60s, or New York in the 80s. You feel like you're living on the edge of the world. Everywhere else is falling apart, so there's no better time or place for what we do, which is pure, unadulterated escapism, says Mr. Osborne. I kept reading until the midday sun began to glare off the screen. As I drew the curtain shut, I looked out of my window onto Fa Hua Zhen Lu, at the steady trickle of push bikes skirting their way to their next destination. I wondered if the city was really ready for a man like Cecil Osborne, or if Cecil Osborne was indeed ready for a city like Shanghai. Maybe if I wasn't married and planning a family, I mused to myself. Picking up my phone, I dialed Femi's number to see if he was coming home for lunch. No answer. So I crawled into bed and went back to sleep.
You've been listening to Genevieve Chang, reading from her book, The Good Girl of Chinatown. Narratives is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9 and is supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.